Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Standing by faith in the crucible of crisis, Jesus said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Mark 6:50. It's not really unusual when someone drops in unannounced for a meal. But when that someone turns out to be 5,000 hungry guests, then you're facing a crisis. Twice in chapter 6, the disciples faced overwhelming challenges. Once beside the sea and later on the sea, they ran out of resources long before they ran out of problems. George Mueller, who often tested the resources of God, probes the inconsistency of worry in the life of the believer. Walk with George Mueller, a German missionary to the orphans of England in the 1800s. Ponder these words of Jesus, "Only believe." As long as we are able to trust in God, holding fast in our heart the knowledge that He is able and willing to help those who rest on the Lord Jesus for salvation, in all matters which are for His glory and their good, the heart remains calm and peaceful. It is when we let go of faith in His power or His love that we lose our peace and become troubled. This very day, I am in great trials in connection with my work. Yet my soul was calmed and quieted by the remembrance of God's power and love, and the result was peace of soul. The very time for faith to work is when sight ceases. The greater the difficulties, the easier it is for faith. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 56.
The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to Him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, He said to them, "Come with Me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, He had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, so He began teaching them many things. By this time it was late in the day, so His disciples came to Him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But He answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to Him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" He asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then He gave them to His disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. Immediately Jesus made His disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of Him to Bethsaida, while He dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, He went up on a mountainside to pray. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and He was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, He went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw Him walking on the lake, they thought He was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw Him and were terrified. Immediately He spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." Then He climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout that whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was, and wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed.
Everything about the disciples' circumstances encouraged them to give up, yet Jesus wanted them to take courage, even as hungry stomachs growled and angry winds blew. That's faith, standing strong in the crucible of crisis. Where faith begins, anxiety ends. It won't make sense to others around you that you can maintain your peace and composure when everyone else is losing theirs. Perhaps it will make them curious enough to ask you how you do it. What will you tell them?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.